Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I'm always glad to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. So glad that you're here. Debbie and I are just so excited that you have chosen to join us this way via radio so that we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth as we look into the Word of God and see what the Word of God has to say to us. Oh, what a wonderful privilege that is. Isn't it amazing? We look into the book, and as we look into the book looks into us. Isn't that phenomenal? Well, hope this finds you well. I know it finds you blessed, and I'm going to ask you a question that I haven't asked on this radio program for quite some time. It's one of the favorite questions. My father-in-law would nudge me every now and then and say, hey, you've not asked us a question in a while, and it is this. Ain't God good? Boy, he is, isn't he? God is so good. Man, we could sing two or three little songs about that, or what do they call them? Well, I can't think of what they're called, but they're fun to sing, are they not? So glad that you're here. Really so glad that you're here. Got a kind of a unique sort of message, at least I think that it is for you today, out of the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first book of the New Testament written by a Jew to the Jew. And look, this is about the king. This book of Matthew is about the king, and I'll explain a little bit to you as we start in the message after Debbie does one of her favorite songs, one of mine too. It's a kid song. She's written a few kid songs. Some of them been used in vacation Bible schools around the way, church camps. I'm so proud of her. Now, it's a real simple song. I even think maybe she gets some help from nieces and nephews on this. I'm not sure it's on this one or not, but we'll find out as she does. The title of it is, It's a Possibility. And it is, friend. I'll join you back here in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, when Debbie and the kids get done with this beautiful little song.
It's a possibility with
that, and I hope you did too. I'm sure that you did. I don't think Debbie was on that, but it is her song, and her little nieces, no nephews in there. Our nieces did a really good job. What is a possibility with Jesus? Isn't that true? As a matter of fact, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, the Apostle Paul said. And if you haven't heard in a long time, Jesus made a statement to a man by the name of Abraham, is there anything too hard from God? Jeremiah answered it in 1732, there's nothing too hard for God. Well, thank you, kids. Thank you, Debbie, for that. How wonderful it is to know that it's a possibility with Jesus. And that does go along to some degree with the message God has laid on my heart out of the book of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning of verse 1. Jesus said at that same time. Now, Jesus was in the region of Galilee. In fact, He was in Capernaum at this time. If you just turn back a page or read the part of Scripture that comes before this, chapter 17, He'd been up to Mount Hermon where He had been transfigured. He had Peter, James, and John with Him on the mount while the other apostles were at the foot of the mountain struggling with a man and his son who, was demonic. He was demonically oppressed and actually possessed. Jesus come down from the mount where the real work is done and liberated that man and his son. Oh, I know He liberated his son, but that father was so connected with his son. He said, Lord, if You can do anything for us. Listen, friend, I'll tell you what a great thing that is to see a father and a mother that takes their children to Jesus. Well, anyway, they made their way back from the northern most border of the nation of Israel back down to Jesus' headquarters, the place where He spent many hours of His days on the footstool of God as He walked here among men in His public ministry. In fact, about 80% of the miracles that Jesus performed was performed in that Galilee area. And as they were there, this conversation continues, friend, with Jesus and His apostles, and we find Him there, and they were asking a question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto Him and set him in the midst of them and said, now verily or truly I say unto you, except ye be converted, become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I want to stop right there, friend. I want to emphasize verse 3. Watch what He said. And verily or truly I say unto you, the authority here is Jesus. I mean, this is God's Son. This is God manifest in the flesh. This is the head of the church. This is that individual that went to Calvary, shed His blood, purchased the church with His blood, was buried, and on the third and appointed morning came out from among the dead, so that you and I, friend, that were lost and undone when we put our trust and faith in Christ, could be justified. And oh, what a wonderful thing that it is. And Jesus said, now listen, truly, this is just as real as it gets. This is just as honest as I can be. Jesus said, except you, listen now, except you be converted, be changed in your mind, be changed in your heart, be changed in your life, and become as, not a little child. He didn't tell us to become a little child, but He does say that we are to become as or like. There are some things in a child's life, in their personality, and their behavior, and their action, that it would be good. If you and I, sir, ma'am, I don't care what your age is, I'm 66 at the making of this program, and you know what? The children around us, around me, around you, have some characteristics about them that spiritually we would be wise if we would mimic, if we would take and allow them to become part of who and what we are spiritually. That's what Jesus said, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, this is kind of paradoxical, isn't it? I mean, it's almost like, hey, Jesus putting it back in their face. Here they were trying to figure out who would be the greatest in the kingdom. And I'll say a little more about that in just a moment. I just set this message up. And Jesus said, hey, fellas, I got news for you. If you don't change, something doesn't change about your attitude. Something doesn't change about your character. Something doesn't change about your mind. Something doesn't change about your heart. Listen, you don't have to worry about your position in the kingdom. You're not even going to get in the kingdom. You're not even going to be a part of the kingdom. You're not even going to enter into the kingdom. Now look, I don't know who was saying, hey, I'm tooting my own horn the loudest. Somebody told me one time, maybe I read it, that a pastor's conference is like a good, what do you call it, on the highway? Well, when a bunch of cars get together and they're in a traffic jam. That's what it is. Said a preacher's conference like a traffic jam. So everybody's blowing their own horn trying to get out front. Well, I don't know how true that is or not, but sometimes I've been in places that seemed that way. They were tooting their own horn because your old Peter's saying, look, boys, I want to take the highest position. After all, I was the guy that walked on the water. Hey, look, I've been up on Mount Hermon, Peter, James, and John. But when we came down off the mount, Jesus said, hey, Peter, go fishing, and you bring that fish. When you bring that first fish up, get that coin out of his mouth, and go pay taxes for me and you. Peter said, boys, I believe I've got an advantage on you. Every time Jesus began to speak about the apostles, I'm the first on the list, surely. I'll be, hey, look, isn't that about how adults sound? Isn't that something, friend? And then Jesus said, look, if you want to be the greatest, you got to be the least. If you want to reach the high point in the work that God's called you to do in this church and in this kingdom that I'm going to build, you gotta be the servant of all. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that goes counterproductive to who we are with a fallen nature, seed and sons and daughters of Adam. Friend, I'll tell you, look, hey, in God's service, in the church, and in the way that God does business, the way up is down and the way down is up. Isn't that amazing? I just could smile at this conversation, couldn't you? And look, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. I think there are certain times in our life, especially when we're young, that's what we're doing. We're pushing and shoving, making our way through the crowds. Look, we've got high ambitions. We look at ourselves with greater expectation than what we're able to fulfill. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with having a zeal, but oh, when you can get a zeal with knowledge, when you can get a zeal that's backed by the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the will of God, the way of God, I'll tell you, you're going places. But Jesus tells us how to get it done here in this passage. Now look, they were talking about the kingdom. Jesus, up into chapter 13. I'll say it even right down through chapter 13. I mean, the book of Matthew is about the king. It's about the kingdom. It's about his subject, about the law of the kingdom. Until they rejected the king, then Jesus said, and where's it at? Matthew chapter 10. He said this. He said, look, come unto me all you labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. When Jesus sent out the 12, when he sent them out on an evangelistic campaign, when he sent them out only to the lost house of the tribes of Israel. Hey, listen, friend, when his nation that he came to that rejected him, rejected his message, rejected his men, rejected his kingdom. He rejected them, but he gave an invitation to individuals of that kingdom and said, now look, if you come to me, listen, we'll be fine. And here in chapter 13, or there in chapter 13 of the book of Matthew, we've got the parable. We've got the parables of the mystery kingdom, and the mystery. We got the parables of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And now here in chapter 16, we go on where Jesus said, hey, fellas, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build it on the rock. I'm going to build it on Jesus Christ. The fact that He's the Son of God, just like Peter said. And there are a lot of issues that need to be dealt with. And one of those, some of those issues are found here in chapter 18, 19, even 17 of the book of Matthew. And part of those is, listen, is our spirit, is our conduct, our behavior, and our right thinking about ourselves. So here is what I want to talk about today. It took me a long time to get to the text, but here it is. Hey, look, here it is, how to be a model church member. How to be a model church member. Well, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of church members that are not models. Do you hear me? Somebody told me one time that when they first come by and gave me this compliment, at least I thought it was a compliment, bless God, I felt pretty good about myself. So I went home, looked up the word model, and they come by me and they said, hey, preacher, you're a model preacher. And I thought, man, that's pretty good. So I went home and read that a model is a small scale of the real thing. Bless God. Now look, when I'm talking about a model Christian, I'm not talking about that. I know what a model is. It is a scale. It is an image. It is a miniature image of what's going to be built. But here's what I want you to get. I bless God. It's an expression of something real. It is. Here's the word I want to get. An example. Thank God. Wouldn't you like to be an example? Oh, wouldn't you like to be an exemplary church? Wouldn't you like to be an exemplary member of a church? Wouldn't you like to be an exemplary pastor, a preacher, evangelist, a deacon, Sunday school teacher, a bus driver, a bus captain, custodian? Hey, friend, listen, groundskeeper, a sound worker, whatever you may be, if you sing in the choir, if you sing solos, if you sing in a group, if you lead the youth department, if you do anything, friend, hey, wouldn't you like to be a model of that? Well, I'll tell you what the Word of God tells us how. He said, be converted, be changed, get off your high horse, look at yourself in reality, compare yourself with a little child, get a little child and you study them, you watch them and see just how they act. See how they think, and then you begin to model yourself after them. You say, what is it about a little child, preacher? Well, I'll tell you what, friend. There's a lot of things about a little child. I'm not going to be able to tell you about it all, but I'll tell you a few things. Hopefully I can give you a few things, friend, that just stir you. That just absolutely stir you. I don't know if there's any real order in these. I've just got them kind of jumbled up and jotted down so that I could remember them. But the first one, here's what we got to do to be a little child. We got to be childlike and not childish. Over in the book of one of the letters of Paul wrote to the church of Corinth. He said, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in wisdom be ye men. Boy, I'll tell you what, we can learn a lot about how children disagree. They may get upset. They may be like Paul and Barnabas, have strong disputation. But you know what they'll do after that? They'll make up and get along, keep playing. They'll find out, look, that the difference, bless God, wasn't as great as the things that they have in common and the love that they have for each other. And the joy that they get in playing with each other. Well, I'll tell you what, look, in the church, there's no big I's and little U's. I'm telling you, we're all sheep. We're all soldiers. We're all on our way to a place that Jesus has gone to prepare. But how about a little child? He's not only, or she's not only, to be like a child. We as adults are to be like a child. We're to be not to be childish, but to be childlike. How about a child? They've got implicit faith, do they not? In its purest form. You talking about faith, the child's got it. They don't they don't sit down and reason about anything. Mom and dad tells them, look, we're going somewhere. Go get in the car. They trust mom and dad. They say, look, mom and dad said, come and eat. Sit down at the table and you eat. You know what they'll do? They'll sit down and eat. They don't think there's any dangers there. They believe that mom and dad, look, what they've got and done for them is the best for them. You can put a child, look, in my study, the highest point that a child could get on is the top of one of my cabinets here. I could put my grandchildren, as they were smaller, put them up on that side, and you jump, Papa is going to catch you. You know what? Have dead light off of there. Hey, friend, that's what we need to do. We need to sink our implicit faith in its purest form. Bless God in the Father. Bless God in the One. Is yea and amen. The One, bless God, that has our good in His heart. So much does He love us that He gave His only begotten Son. You know what we need to do? We need to not only put our implicit faith in its purest form, the Father, but we need to rest fully in the Father's ability to protect and provide. How will He do that? You know what the Word of God says? That He's given us all things richly to enjoy. And there's nothing, bless God, that He has held back. Matter of fact, the book of Romans tells us in no uncertain terms. And in light of the fact, and I'm not even going to read it, though I've turned there, I'm just going to give it to you in my words. Look, in light of the fact that He didn't hold the best back that He had, in light of the fact that He didn't hold back His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, how do you think that God would hold back anything from from us that would cause us to be successful, to get us to heaven, to cause us to become Christ-like. Hey, friend, I don't know about you, but I want to be like a child. I want to be converted. I want to change even now at my age and become like a little child. Isn't that amazing? Oh, you know what else about a little child is? They're resilient in many ways. I mean, amazing. You ever watch a child learn how to walk? You know what? If they were like a bunch of old crusty old church members, a bunch of people that's been around a long time, they're still babes, still sucking on the bottle, still sucking on the thumb, still on the milk. I mean, they cry about everything. You know what? They get upset about any old little thing. If it doesn't go their way, if somebody didn't ask their opinion, if they didn't get involved in it, though they don't have anything to offer, you know what they do? They cry, 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 do they not? Well, I'll tell you what, they'll just say, well, I quit. I'm going home. I'll keep my ties. I won't give. I won't participate. I'm not going to be a part of a bunch of people who treat me like that. And they want to quit every time they start. Even before they start, they want to quit. If you ever saw a little child learning to walk, after the first time they take a step or two, they'll bust their bottom just so hard you think it rattles the teeth. Maybe that's why I don't have teeth at that age when they're learning to walk. I don't know, but I'll tell you what they'll do. I've never seen a little child learning to walk that sat down there, crossed their arms and said, look, I've made up my mind. This is as far as I'm going. I've tried that once. I'm not going to try it again. They're resilient. They'll get up. They'll fall backwards. They'll fall forward. They'll hit their forehead on the corner of a coffee table. They'll get pump knocks. They'll get bruises. Bless God, but you know what they'll do? They'll get back up and go again, thank God. And we need to be resilient like little children. You know that? You know how? You know what else they do? You know what else they do? Bless God, they don't allow their knowledge to get in the way. They don't know much. They don't know that they don't know much, but they don't let what they know get in their way. Thank God. Everything's exciting to them. Everything's interesting to them. If they can get it in their hand at a certain age, they'll put it in their mouth. You say, why? Well, that's their greatest contact between who they are and life. They've learned that on a mother's breast. They've learned that on a bottle. They've learned that on a pacifier. Hey, it's just the way God made him, put him in touch with the world. But I'll tell you what, you know what they'll do? How they won't let their knowledge get in the way. Hey, listen, friend, you have somebody say, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. You know what I tell them now? Hey, look, buddy, as much as I know you, you need to keep what little bit of mind you've got. Hey, you can't afford giving it away. I'm telling you, if we become like little children, if we just become like little children and knowledge. We probably none of us know as much as we think we do, but I'll tell you, the Father knows it all. We can trust in Him. How about loving unconditionally? Little children love unconditionally. Bless God, they don't care how old you are, how ugly you are, how tall you are, short you are, how beautiful you are, how skinny you are, how fat you are. They just love you, don't they? I bless God, they just love you. Isn't that amazing? I mean to tell you, little child doesn't know, I bless God, how to do anything other than love unconditionally. That's what we ought to do. Oh, it's hard for me. I'm going to be honest to love unconditionally. But that's the way God loved me. I'm to pattern myself like Him. Oh, I need to grow in this area. How about you? I need to be converted and become like a little child. I believe I said this earlier in a way, but you know what else little children to do? When they're just so old, they'll eat what's put before them. Man, they'll eat green beans. They'll eat carrots. They'll eat mashed potatoes. They'll eat so many carrots that their nose and cheeks turn orange. You know that? You ever see that happen? And they'll eat that green stuff. They'll eat that mushy stuff that you put before them. Applesauce is good. Some of that other stuff, listen, let's just face it, it's not real good. Doesn't care how it smells. Doesn't care how it looks. And mom and dad's got it on the end of the spoon and say, all right, open your mouth. Here comes the airplane. Man, they'll open that mouth up up. Half of it goes on them. Half of it goes on the bib. Just a drop or two goes in the lips, onto the tongue, and look out, tummy, here I come. How but thank God, that's what we need to do. How we need to eat the whole Word of God. How from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, we ought to take it all in. We ought to take every, thus saith the Lord. We ought to read His book, His command, not suggestions. We ought to try to be holy as He is holy. We ought to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We ought to be in subjection to the leadership. I bless God, we ought to be a member of the church. We ought to do our part, pay our part. We ought to, hey, be prayerful. We ought to be present. We ought to be faithful. We ought to be a lot of things. I bless God, if you want to be a model church member, how you got to do these things. Oh, look, friend, look, there's a lot more. There's a lot more. And you know what? Children also, really quick, a desire to make others happy. Isn't that amazing? I mean to tell you, they possess no pride. Oh, isn't that something? They'll accept the position that they've been put in alongside of others. Oh, look, this could go on and on and on. And I'm talking about how. Have to be a model church member. Look, it's simple. All you got to do is be converted and become like a little child. You don't become a child. You just become as a little child. How you take on their characteristics. And you start behaving like they do. And you know what, friend? When we come to the point that we're more concerned about ministering to others than we are about being ministered unto, you'll be amazed what will happen in your life. Well, look, how to become a model church member. I hope we start acting like this over the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.